The five boys of One Direction are living the dream. After their creation on the reality show The X Factor, they became the first British band ever to have their first album debut at number one on the Billboard charts. That includes the Beatles, by the way. Their second album, Take Me Home, has already gone platinum in more than a dozen countries. And last week, they played two sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden. That's a handful of the band's number one fans, middle school girls, busting into an impromptu version of the hit single, What Makes You Beautiful. The young fans of the band call themselves Directioners, and they are deeply devoted.
We love you, One Direction!
Joining me now are Harry Styles and Niall Horan, two members of the band. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, thanks for being with us. So, 2 years ago, you two didn't even know each other, and now you're like the biggest thing ever. How in the world did this happen?
It's pretty crazy. I think, you know, we entered the X Factor in the UK, and you kind of want someone who knows what they're talking about to tell you if you're any good or not instead of just your mum saying that they like it when you sing.
But as I understand it, you were all trying out individually, right? I mean, presumably that meant that you were looking for a solo career. Was it disappointing in a kind of way to be told you're not good enough on your own, we're going to make you a part of this other thing?
Hey.
No. No, they kind of told us that we were too good to let go, so they just put us in a group. But it was the best thing to happen to all of us. Now that we understand how groups work, I don't think any of us would ever go back.
You guys are obviously being compared to other huge boy bands that have come before you, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. Did you guys ever even listen to that music growing up?
That was like pretty much what was on the radio, I guess,
exactly,
we were growing up. You know, we don't really dance as much. From day one, we said that we didn't want to try and be anything that we're not, and none of us are dancers, and we can't really dance. So I saw someone said that our gig was more about watching us jump and stroll than to dance.
Let's talk a little bit about writing songs. As I understand it, you all have had a little more creative input on this last album, is that right?
Yeah, on the first album, for a lot of us, it was the first experience of writing songs that we'd had. And this last album, we wrote on a lot more songs. We actually got five songs on the album that we'd written on. And we felt like the kind of material that we were coming up with was better than the last album as well. So,
am I correct? I think one of the songs that you co-wrote is Back For You, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of that. What about kind of editorially, creatively, if producers come to you with a song you don't really love, can you say, nah, we're not going to do that?
Yeah, especially like, you know, with people that were really close to. We worked with Rami Yacoub on What Makes You Beautiful, and we made good friends with him when we worked with him on the last album. So like Rami always says, if you don't like a song, just tell me and we won't do it.
I think as well, the thing with this album was, it was so quick, we had so little time. We recorded everything in about a month. We couldn't kind of waste time doing songs if we didn't like them. It'd just be a waste of 2 days to be in the studio recording stuff that we didn't feel was strong enough.
You know, a lot of moms kind of look at your lyrics and see them as very self-affirming, especially for young girls. I'm thinking in particular of a song called Little Things.
I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me.
Do you think that's important, this kind of self-affirming message? Is it something you think about?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, there's so much feeling among young girls where they feel like they have to be this perfect thing, and they don't, and perfect people don't exist, and I think sometimes people need to be told it.
But if it's true, it's you, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you, and all your little things.
So I'm wondering, in the world of pop music for guys, there's sort of the Bieber model or maybe older stuff like the NSYNC model. Are there any female pop stars or group that you all look to and you say, yeah, it would be cool if we could capture her sound?
I don't know. I think from quite early on, a lot of people in terms of producers always said that we were like Pink in a boy band.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Pink's like really cool pop music.
Just her music isn't anything that she isn't. She just like, she just portrays herself.
Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love. And never, never, never stop for anyone. Tonight, let's get some and live while we're young.
Do you guys think about how fragile this could be? That, you know, the longevity of a boy band isn't necessarily that long.
Yeah, I think you know, it is important that we kind of keep our heads screwed on and make sure we keep looking forward. I think if we're always looking at when the end's gonna come, then it'll probably end up coming sooner, because, you know, it's not,
then we won't enjoy
not,
it.
Yeah, we're not gonna enjoy it if that's how we kind of look at this experience. I think, you know, to kind of look at it as like a ticking clock would be crazy.
Harry Styles and Niall Horan, they are two members of the band One Direction. They joined us from New York. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.